Welcome to the View Tourism Podcast. I'm Coach Brent Williams. The View Tourism Podcast is dedicated to Africa's travel and tourism industry, where leaders from the private and public sectors get to talk to us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and Google Podcasts. On the sidelines of the recently held 6th UNWTO World Forum on Gastronomy Tourism, held in Belgium city of Bruges, I caught up with the director of the Basque Culinary Center, Jose Maria Iziga, on his thoughts about African gastronomy following his moderation of the African session. Good afternoon from the beautiful city of Bruges in Belgium, where the state's UNWTO World Forum on Gastronomy Tourism has just concluded. And one of the partners the World Tourism Organization had this event with was the Basque Culinary Center. And I have with me the Director General, who is Jose Maria Iziga. Did I get the name right?
Yes, okay. Fantastic.
All right. Good day, sir.
Thank you. The same to you.
And how has it been? 2 days of talking food, gastronomy, arts, culinary?
Wow, it's inspiring. I mean, we have, in 2 days, we have covered and talked about so many topics, so many insights, so many reflections, that it is also a good example of the diversity of gastronomy nowadays. So it has been really inspiring.
Let's start from the beginning, where you gave your opening remark. Can you give, you laid a foundation of how it started, you know, the journey 6 years ago of how you wanted to make it a world event and all of that. How did it start?
Well, 7 years ago, we observed.
So you're talking about 7 years ago?
Yeah, we observed that gastronomy tourism was becoming a major force to attract tourists into a destination, to a territory, and also many countries were starting to have plans. So, well, and we become affiliate members of WTO and came with this idea. Let's organize a world forum to talk about gastronomy tourism, to share best practices, to share opportunities, challenges. And well, we did the first time, the first forum in San Sebastian in our campus, in the Basque Culinary Center campus. And then we have been traveling and organizing the forum in Peru, in Thailand, again in San Sebastian, here. So yeah, it's idea is to also, at the end, there's a community, no? Working in gastronomy tourism, and also I think the forum is also a way of keeping connected, no? And keeping sharing practices and also thinking for the future.
Now, leading that for 7 years, do you think it's growing? I know it's very needless to ask, but from your analysis, how do you see the growth of the event?
Well, for me, what is interesting to see how in these 7 years, more and more countries, more and more provinces, more and more towns are implementing strategies to promote gastronomy and gastronomy tourism. And that means, for me also, that means a change in the interpretation of what gastronomy is
mindset,
today.
Exactly.
No, because at the end, probably there has been also this evolution in these 10 years or 7 years that before we talk much more about restaurants and not so much about producers or popular food. And so, and now when we talk about gastronomy, we talk of a much wider sector. So that has been also affecting the content of the forum, no? And it is interesting because at the end the forum has to also adapt to the sector and the strategies and the needs. And it has been happening.
Now, yesterday at the opening, you did also highlight or make the distinction between gastronomy, culinary, and how you think gastronomy is becoming an art, which the Secretary General also, you know, re-echoed your sentiment. Can you explain to us, for those of us who don't really understand exactly the power of gastronomy and what it means, not just food?
Yeah, I was trying to say yesterday that many times we debate, even at the BCC and in our sector, what is gastronomy? And I said yesterday, okay, it's food and beverages with values. Because when you talk about gastronomy, you are not referring into just to the act of eating, but what is this eating without the culture, without many times the artistic dimension of some chefs. So for me, the most relevant thing is that, okay, we have to understand gastronomy from a 360 degree perspective. So that means if you go to a territory, you have to start from the beginning. Who are the producers? What are the best products, the quality products of a territory? And then you go into the value chain and you discover that there is some artisans that they transform this produce, developing a new elaboration. There is a big hospitality sector, different restaurants, more some of them traditionals, other popular, other fine dining. Then you go into even into the tourism, gastronomy tourism. So I think it's, you need to have this wide perspective of gastronomy to understand that it has a huge potential. Even in this forum, we have worked and reflect about rural development. So now that the world is concentrating in cities, it is an important message to say, okay, many times the identity and authenticity of gastronomy is in the rural areas. Yes. Let's discover and let's help the rural areas to show the I would say richness of gastronomy. Yes. And then
diversity, the richness of it. And even support the economy there also.
Absolutely.
I was very happy when you touched on the farm to table concept, which has been part of the conversation, that we understand that it's not just eating. Now we've gotten to a point that people actually want to see where is the food coming from.
That's it.
And how do you dispose it of? Because it also part of a sustainability model that the world is heading to now, right now, food security, etc. So once we understand all the things that have to do with gastronomy, it's in its whole entirety, then it makes us, good ambassadors of the environment and even the people and the local people. So if you look at the theme for this year as using gastronomy and rural development, I think it's a best fit. I mean, they go together.
Absolutely. I think for from a gastronomic point of view, it's very relevant to know what is behind a food. Who is the family producing that?
Yeah.
There has been different generations. There has been an evolution. How this product or this elaboration is part of a culture of a territory. So this narrative, these explanations, are very relevant from a gastronomic point of view. Probably for other perspectives, cannot be relevant. But for us, for gastronomy, it is. So it is our work to discover this value that is behind a restaurant, behind a food culture. It is, for me, it's amazing. And the tourists nowadays, they want to know that.
Yeah, because the quest for authenticity, originality, some people want to know also the culture, because some food, if there's a word like, it's going on extinction, some of the of our food, I mean, some of our traditional foods. But we also talked about using gastronomy as a pillar to promote tourism. And the Secretary General mentioned that it's the best ambassador of a country.
food or, you know, gastronomy. How do you help educate destination managers about taking gastronomy as a core part of their marketing strategy?
Well, I would say we have a specialized master program in gastronomy tourism. So we have a specific program for that at our center, at BCC. It is true that also we plant this seed also in all of our students, even in the bachelor degree, because we try to give this 360 degree vision to all of our students. But it is true that we have a specific program. Even we have specific programs online, and even we have developed with the WTO 3 years ago a guide for how you can work in a strategy in gastronomy tourism in a territory. Mm-hmm. So there is a guide in the website of WTO, and it's for free, so anyone can use that guide, for example.
And also one area that I see that we've not really paid attention or invested in was about the data behind gastronomy. Imagine food economics.
Food
is an essential commodity. And if people don't understand the impact of eating in a place, you know, sometimes it's difficult for decision makers to even spend a budget, you know, on that. But this year's event had a novel session, the Africa session.
Yeah.
Why did you, you know, have an African dedicated session?
Well, I think it's when having during the past months working with WTO in the content of the forum, we had it clear that, I mean, probably we share a lot of strategies, we are partners with WTO, and so we share the basic agreement that we have to promote African gastronomy. So that was clear. So we wanted to also to have a session in the forum, basically like a way to promote the awareness and to bring some actors and through them share what's going on. Because at the end, the Secretary General said yesterday, there is, well, a big disinformation about what's going on. And for me to moderate the session yesterday and talk to Chef Malonga, Chef Binta, was really interesting, because at the end you understand the incredible diversity and gastronomic opportunities that there are in a big continent with different cultures. So yeah,
what take away from your engagement with them?
Well, some of them, no? I mean, first, I discovered that there are young chefs with a lot of passion and energy, that's good. That's good, is the best, because through them, they can be actors and actresses of change, of transformation, so first one. Second, well, the diversity. Third, the movement that already is happening, I mean, the sensibility that is starting to grow about sourcing, about local products. I would say also the work, well, the many challenges, no? One of the challenges, for example, is how we collect the knowledge that is in grandmothers in Africa, no? In traditional elaborations, in traditional recipes, how we bring that into the contemporary world, and we educate professional chefs to take that traditional knowledge and bring it and apply it in contemporary restaurants. So like this, I think there are many. We only had one hour, but there were a lot of takings also that will be a lot of work for the future.
Okay, and I mean, we are looking to see event in Africa someday. Next year, going to Nara.
Yeah.
Yeah, we like to talk something, you know, brief about Nara and the choice of Nara as in next host for this event.
Well, at the end, the WTO receives a lot of manifestations of interest,
yeah.
And we try to distribute.
Yes.
I mean, so we have been in Latin America,
yes.
And Japan and Nara specifically was very interested in hosting the forum. Japan has an incredible gastronomic culture also,
yes.
And Nara is the prefecture of the temples, of the origin of the Japanese cuisine also. So yeah, I think it's also an opportunity to understand what's going on in Japan, and also, but at the end, a forum is a way of understanding what's going on in the host country, but also keep bringing the diversity of gastronomy of the
exactly.
world.
Exactly. Now let's wrap up with the BCC. Do you have any program in mind in terms of Africa, in terms of engagement with, you know, the continent?
Well,
as a leading culinary center.
Yeah, I mean, we try in general to observe what's going on in the world to see, because our mission is to make gastronomy grow in terms of social and economic development. So we're a foundation, so with this mission, we observe what's going on in the world, and also we commit ourselves in different partnerships in different parts of the world. And it is true that we had this basic idea of to observe what's going on in Africa, but while I've been really inspired these days,
okay.
And also with the conversation of the panel yesterday, and I have some ideas, and we will come with specific initiatives, I'm sure.
All right, Mr. Jose Mari, thank you so much for your time, and I look forward to coming to the Back Center myself to speak to you and your students on the campus.
It will be a pleasure to receive you there, Kojo, and thank you so much for everything.
All right.